Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and this is going to be a special tribute episode. You're wondering, tribute? Why are we doing a tribute episode? Well, one of our listeners, Ron Barron's mom, passed away on the 24th of February. This was just this past Friday. Today is Sunday that I'm recording this. And he asked if I could play a Lone Ranger episode as a tribute to his mother. And I'm going to go ahead and go one step farther and do a whole tribute this week to his mom, his family, and just as a thanks for being such a loyal listener. So we're going to go ahead and play the Lone Ranger. And you wonder, why the Lone Ranger? Well, he said that back in the day when he was younger, she would put him on one of those little mechanical horse rides in front of grocery stores or a supermarket. And when she put him on there, she'd yell, "Hi-ho, Silver." So it's definitely something to think about, is that, everybody may remember the phrase, but may not even know where it comes from. So Lone Ranger is in all of our lives every day. So we're going to go ahead and play the Lone Ranger, and we're going to go ahead and give this to tribute again to Ron Barron's mom, Alice Barron, and I hope she rests in peace, and it's definitely something I don't mind doing. She was 91 years old and lived a nice long life, which is great to hear. Let's get into today's episode. Again, like I said, it's going to be the Lone Ranger. Original air date is August 12th, 1942, and the title is Twins Turnabout. I hope you guys enjoy, and Ron, this one goes out to you and your family.
Horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger.
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Go on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! Help, Silver! Hurry!
Ranger and Tonto reined up at a small ranch in a remote part of the state.
Here, place to water horses.
Take care of them, Tonto.
Steady, big fella.
I'll speak to that man over there. He looks as if he might own this outfit. Maybe he can tell us how far it is to the Lundeen Ranch. We've never gone there by this route.
Good day, never stranger. Honest man or outlaw, white man or Indian. Here's welcome as the flowers of spring.
We wanted water for our horses.
Take what you want and welcome. It's been a long time since I had a chance to palaver. Unharness and shake down your sugar. I've got a place for you to bunk and food to eat.
Oh, thanks. You're mighty generous.
Yeah, I can afford to be. Got nothing anyone would want. Nothing worth stealing, so make yourself to home.
Well, thanks again. We're trying to reach the Lundeen outfit before dark.
Lundeen?
Yes. Know how far it is?
Too far. Too far for any man to go.
What do you mean?
Too far down. I size you up for not long to count the mask. There's plenty of different kinds of outlaws. Brave ones and yellow dogs. There's a breed of crooks that's lower than the yellow dogs. The kind that outfits the Lundeen Ranch.
I guess you must be mistaken. Lundeen was on us the last time I saw him.
When was that?
Several years ago.
Hey, things happen to men around here. Things happen to Lundeen. Things happen to men that go there to see Lundeen.
How do you mean?
Hey, Rick, you better find out for yourself.
Very well.
Many a man has gone there. None come back.
Maybe they leave by another trail. The usual route to the ranch is from the east.
When you've watered your horses, you better shove on. You'll get there by nightfall if you ride steady. Can't miss a place. Thousands of acres in all directions and all fenced high.
Fenced? Why, it didn't used to be.
I told you time changes things. I says it's fenced and fenced high.
I see.
There's guards all along the fence. Guards at the gate. Them guards pack rifles and shoot sudden.
What has Lundeen done to you?
Me, nothing. Told you I got done to steal, never did have. I'm lucky. I've been left alone. I've got to go inside. Got some things I need tending to. Too bad a man has to go so far down.
Well, what do you make of that, Tonto?
Him change plenty sudden when you talk of Lundeen.
And go there and never come back. A high fence. Guards who shoot rifles. Otto, those things don't sound like Buck Lundeen.
We still go see him?
Yes. Now I'm more anxious than ever to see him. Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come on.
Take this food away. Yes, that cook can't do better than this. Shoot him and get another cook.
All right, Mr. Lundeen, but he says that if you eat when Chuck is ready instead of...
I eat when I'm ready. It's up to the cook to see the food's fit to eat. I haven't built this ranch by doing what other people think I should have built it by having my way. What's that?
Sounds like shooting, boss.
Maybe some of the boys practicing, huh? I always tell them to keep up on their shooting. You never can tell when some upstart will get ideas of trying to get square with me for some fancied injustice.
Oh, Mr. Lundeen.
Well?
I was in town last week and I heard things.
Well, what'd you hear?
Maybe we've been too free-handed with the way we handle things here on the ranch. There's talk of starting an investigation to find out what happened to that rancher that come here. You know, the one that asked about his streams going dry about the same time new streams crossed your land?
Now, what goes on inside my fence is nobody's business but my own. This is my domain. Anyone who comes here is a trespasser.
The door.
I hear it. Now, you listen to me, Pete. Tell that lawyer I hire that if there's any talk of investigating me, he's to send the sheriff here. And then arrange to hold an election for a new sheriff.
You mean the sheriff will disappear?
No, you fool. You'll simply find that he can profit by resigning and leaving for other parts. See who that is.
I've had enough of this.
You see here.
Get by me, Mr. Lundeen.
What's this mean?
What's the matter with you, Lundeen? Can't you hear a rap on the door?
Why, you fool. Masked and coming here. Snell, why didn't you stop him at the gate?
Look at my rifle. Look at it, boss. I tried to stop him.
By bringing that rifle into play.
And look at my jaw.
Did he smash your rifle?
A bullet and fast. And a redskin landed one on my jaw.
I brought your guard here to find out if you gave him instructions to shoot a man who rides up and wants to have a talk with you. What happened to you, Lundeen? Remember me?
No, but I might if you took that mask off.
You should remember the mask. Here, let me show you something else. Now, this bullet, doesn't that identify me?
Bullet?
It's made of silver.
Silver?
What's the matter with you, Pete?
Oh, nothing, boss.
You don't remember, huh?
No.
You have changed.
Well, what about it? What do you want? Who are you?
I came here thinking I could get an explanation to a lot of things I've heard about the Lundeen Ranch. They're talking about you, Lundeen. They say you've made a regular kingdom out of this place. I couldn't believe it. But you ignore all the laws of the state, and so far you've been fairly successful. Where your money fails to get you what you want, you use other means.
Yeah, I get what I want, and how I do it is my own business.
And you don't remember the last time we met?
No, and I don't want to.
And I guess the guard told the truth. You did give your men orders to shoot anyone who tried to enter.
They won't state their business. They got no business here. Lots of men would like to shoot me. Jealous fools.
Hold on. I wonder...
I had a rap on the head a few years back. Forgot a lot of things. Where'd we meet?
I'm not so sure we did meet.
What do you mean? A minute ago you said...
Yeah, let me look at you.
Maybe you've got careless ideas.
Yes, maybe I have. There used to be a little scar above the left eyebrow. I don't see any such scar.
That's enough. Get your hands up.
Now it's clear. You're not Buck Lundeen.
You can't say that and live.
Not so fast.
Let me shut the table on me. Throw it. I'll show you.
Not with that gun.
Oh, Pete, shoot him. Shoot him.
I'll get him.
Go on, huddle.
You ready?
This way. The horses over here. There's four more after his Tonto. Steady, Silver. Get going, Silver.
Get him up. Out.
He's just ahead.
Any guard there?
They've closed the gate to stop us.
Let me see.
Silver, old boy, we're going over that gate. Tonto, Scout can make it, too. He's jumped that high before.
I can do it. Get him up. Scout.
Hey, here they come. Watch him.
No, Silver.
Thank you.
sometime later the same night. The Lone Ranger and Tonto had made their camp not far from the Lundeen Ranch. The masked man lay in his blanket, speaking in a low voice.
Buck Lundeen had a scar, Tonto. That man on the ranch is not Lundeen.
I wonder who he is.
That's Silver.
He's uneasy. Now get up and see why.
Me take a look, too.
Stay where you are, Kemosabe. I'm out of my blankets. Steady there, old boy. What's the trouble? You don't act this way when animals are around us. All right, Silver. Quiet now. I'll find out about it. Otto, where are you? Empty blankets.
You got him?
Hey, hold on, wait.
Oh, that's where you went. All right, Tonto, I'm coming. Hold him.
Hey, wait, don't shoot. I don't mean no harm. I want to speak to the Lone Ranger.
That voice is familiar. Is your name Pete?
I'm Pete, all right enough. I had a time finding you. Oh, sakes alive, let go my arm, Redskin. You're going to bust it in two.
You sneak up in dark.
I only want to talk to the Lone Ranger.
How did you find us?
Well, I said I had a tough time doing it. Wasn't far back here when you rode away from the ranch. I seen you go over that gate. What a jumping bolt of white lightning that horse of yours is.
Well, sit there.
Thanks. I'm glad. My horse is back in the woods a little ways. Now, look. There's 20 men hunting for you. Lundeen's men.
Now?
This minute. And come daybreak, they'll find you.
How did you find us?
I saw the direction you took. I left while the others were saddling up and getting ready. Besides, I thought you'd come to this old clearing in the woods. Buck had told me about it and about you.
Oh, you mean...
I mean the real Buck Lundeen. The one that's there now is a twin brother that come from Texas a few years ago.
And he kept you at the ranch?
He knew I couldn't prove anything. When poor old Buck was took sick, he took and fired most of the hired hands. Brought in men of his own choosing and carried on with a high hand.
So I've heard. Where is Buck?
He's still alive, but he's gone all to pieces. Tried for a time to get the law to help him, but he didn't have a chance. Crooked brother said he was loco. He spent cash right and left and got away with it. Slick as you please.
Two men certainly look alike.
Like peas in a pod. That's how this crook could get away with it. Possession is 9 points of the law. Oh, if there was only something that could be done.
Why were you kept on?
Well, the crooked brother had to have someone that could tell him things that happened before he came there.
I want to see Buck Lundeen. Where is he now?
There's not much to see. He's given up.
Where is he?
In Calabash. He's using another name now. Baldy Smith, he calls himself. Washing glasses and scrubbing floors in a cafe.
We'll go there.
If there's anything I can do, I'd...
If there is, Pete, we'll call on you. Meanwhile, stay with Lundeen.
Right.
Come on, Tonto, we'll saddle up.
Me fix him. Here, Scout.
Hey there, Silver. Moving on tonight.
Yeah, let me help saddle them horses.
Pete, why did Buck change his name?
Oh, the poor galoot. I reckon he tried for a while to drink himself out of his troubles, and then he drifted from place to place, trying to tell him who he was, and everywhere he went, he got laughed at. So finally, he just took a new name and let it go at that.
We should make Calabash by tomorrow evening if we start right away.
You will if your horse can travel that steady.
They can. They've had a good rest.
Hey, look, how can you help Buck Lundeen?
I don't know yet.
Remember, there's more than 50 men working at that ranch, and all killers. Any one of them could get $1,000 reward for finding and killing the real Buck Lundeen.
I'll remember that.
On top of that, the Crooked Brothers got himself established now, and the law's on his side.
Pete, you'll hear from us again and soon.
What's the matter with him?
Silver, what is it?
Go out there! Get up!
Hey, that was Snell. He followed me here.
He heard what you said.
Why, he'll tell where Buck Lundeen is.
Me go after him.
No, Tonto. We'll travel hard in the other direction.
You'll have to make time. If those crooks get to Calabash first, they'll kill old Buck with $1,000.
What about you?
I can't go back to the ranch now.
Not hardly.
I'll ride with you.
We'll make better time without you. Now listen. You head due west in the Lundeen spread. You'll find an old man on a small ranch just the other side of Bear Creek.
I know the place.
Go there and wait for word from me.
Right.
Ready, Tonto?
Me ready.
Hey, big fella.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come.
Snell and his companion hurried to Lundeen with a report.
So now we know that Buck is still alive, boss, and we know where to find him.
Baldy Smith, huh? Mopping tables in Calabash. Snell, you had a chance. Why didn't you shoot that Lone Ranger?
It was in the woods. We had all we could do to keep track of Pete.
So you let Pete and the Lone Ranger and Tonto, all three of them, get away. Fine helpers you are.
I'm telling you, it was as dark as the inside of a pocket in a black coat at midnight. If I'd fired once, the Lone Ranger would have fired at the flash of my gun. Then where'd we be?
But don't waste time. Take men with you and get over to Calabash. I want word that Buck is dead.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Snell and three other men from the Lundeen Ranch arrived in the town of Calabash and headed directly for the cafe.
Yes, sir, gents. Looking for something to wet your whistle?
I'm looking for Baldy Smith.
Well, I'll be hog-tied.
What's the matter?
You're the second one.
Where is Baldy Smith?
I sent him out in an errand. First time in months he hasn't been here at this hour of the evening. And now, for the first time, someone comes asking about him. What's the old galoot done? Got himself into trouble?
He's on an errand, you say?
Yeah. Should be back soon.
Where's the other man that asked for him?
Well, he was waiting around here a few minutes ago.
Did he wear a mask?
Mask? No. Why?
What'd he look like?
Ooh, tallish sort of gent. Spoke soft and well-mannered. Fact is, he was downright personable.
But no mask?
No, of course not. Why?
Where is he now?
Let me look around the place. I saw him a minute ago, just before you came in. He was sitting in the corner waiting for Baldy to get back. But I don't see him now. Say, there's Baldy Smith just coming in.
Good. Watch things, boys. Hey, you, Smith!
Baldy! There's a gent here to speak to you.
What for? Who wants to speak to me?
I do. I got something
to... I'll speak to you, Buck Lundeen.
That voice. That's the man. Where are you?
Right here.
I'll show you.
Get those lights.
A light!
Hey, wait, what is this?
Watch the door. Don't let him out.
I'll stop us.
Don't. Hey,
let me go out this way, Buck. You're going back where you belong.
Stop him. Stop him. He's going out the back way.
He is out.
Oh, Silver.
Great Scott. The Lone Ranger.
So he got away. And I'll teach you to bungle things like that.
Oh. Well, look here, Mr.
You and three other men left one man out with you.
He shot the lights out.
Yeah, why didn't you shoot first? Why didn't you shoot Buck as soon as you saw him?
Well,
no alibi. I want you to find him, understand that? Find him and the others as well. Take every man on the place if you have to. I want Buck and Pete and the Lone Ranger. And I'll pay $1,000 each for him. How can I relax when I don't know where they are, what they're planning?
Now, look, boss, after all, they can't come here and do anything.
Hardly.
You got nothing to worry about. You got all the papers and things that belong to Buck Lundeen. You can have anyone that comes here taken care of. And there's nothing those three can do without coming here.
I want them dead. I want to know they won't bother me.
I'll talk to the boys.
Spread out, ask questions. Speak to men in town and on the other ranches. They must be somewhere. Someone will know about them. I'll get started. I want action.
The days that followed were lively ones for the Lone Ranger.
Come on, Silver!
Each morning found him in the saddle, riding hard across hills and plains to a destination given him by the real Buck Lundeen.
Oh, there, Silver, what were you?
Hey, you're masked.
I'm trying to find a man named Grant. Tom Grant, who used to work for Buck Lundeen. He worked for you for a time, didn't he?
Yeah, he left here 2 years ago when I had a bad season.
Well, where is he now?
Buck Lundeen, you say?
Buck Lundeen's returned. He's driving his brother off the Lundeen Ranch.
Huh? Return? Brother?
He wants his old cowhands back. Where can I find Tom Grant?
Well, reckon you'll find him at the Box B outfit, 12 miles north of here.
Thank you. Come on, Silver.
Some of Buck's old hands were dead. Others had gone far away. But there were those who could be located. The hard-riding masked man explained the situation in a few words.
All the time you thought Buck was sick. His brother was taking over Buck's ranch. It wasn't Buck that fired you. It was this twin brother. Now Buck's going to make his play. He wants you. He needs all of his friends with him. Mount up and ride with me.
Day after day, the masked man rode, returning at sunset to the house of the old rancher whom he had met on his way to the Lundeen Ranch. Each evening, he checked with Pete and Buck.
Tomorrow, I'll try to get Jack Loftus and Cal Hubbs.
We're getting the boys together, all right.
Oh, but wait.
What is it, Buck?
It's no use, friend. No use at all. At best, we'll have a dozen men. My brother's got 50 or more. My friends aren't as handy as they used to be, and those others are in their prime. Besides, they're settled on the ranch. They can make it a stronghold.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. In the meantime, Buck, you have a job to do. Now, you're to eat and rest and put on weight. You've got to look as much like your brother as you can.
We used to be like peas in a pod.
And you've got to get that way again.
Old Carter's sure tickled to have you making his ranch your headquarters.
I thought he'd be willing to help us when he knew what we were doing.
That idiot's coming. He's coming in riding hard.
Hello, he must have something to report. He's been watching things at the Lundeen Ranch.
Yeah, there he is. That's his horse, Devin.
Good. Hello.
Me got news.
What, hello?
Come on, ranch. Plenty man. Him say you round up plenty men.
So they've heard about that, huh? I thought they would.
I don't know how you missed having a brush with some of the Lundeen riders.
I saw a couple of them, but Silver outran their horses. What else you know, Tonto?
Lundeen tell me, find out where you camp. Plenty soon, fellas come follow trail here.
I see.
Here, give me a rifle. Each of us will take a wind and fight it to the finish if we come here.
Hold on, you wouldn't have a chance.
We couldn't lick them that way. They just fired the house and pick us off when we came out.
We go down fighting. That's better than nothing.
We don't want to go down fighting. We want Buck in charge of the Lundeen Ranch again.
No, you can't do it.
Hello. Have you had any trouble keeping posted on what goes on?
No. Me hide. Me go after dark and foot to place near Gator Ranch. Hear guards talk.
Then get back to your post. Sooner or later, some of those gunmen will find tracks that they can follow. They'll learn we're bringing the men together here. Then they'll ride out to get us.
Yeah, but what if they don't ride here?
They will. Buck's crooked brother will get tired of waiting for something to happen. I want to know when they start out. That's when we'll make our move.
During the next 2 days, the Lone Ranger made no effort to hide his tracks. He rode out from the temporary headquarters, ranged far to reach men who had at one time worked for Buck Lundeen, and returned each evening. Finally, when 15 of Buck's friends had been brought together, the twin brother decided to strike.
Snell, we got all the men together here?
All but a couple that are still on guard at the gate.
All right, then. Tonight we'll make our move. Where's the Lone Ranger and Buck and Pete and the others hiding out?
It's the old ranch just west of here.
Ah. How many horses did you say you saw?
Between 15 and 20.
Well, if we wait too long, Buck will have an army with him. Can't take the chance.
You want us to attack him?
Yeah.
Shoot him?
Yes, shoot him.
What about the law, boss?
I said shoot. I'll take care of the law when the time comes.
All right, then, if you say so.
Now, come on, I'll go as far as the gate with you and the boys. It'll be dark in a few minutes. You can close in on them. Well, after the place is dark.
We're moving out tonight, boys.
Hey, got a right sizable army here.
Reckon you have, boss, and all dead shots. Half of us would be enough.
I don't want to take any chances. I'll ride to the gate with you, boys. Snell, give me a leg up. Get up there, boy.
Come on, get up.
Snell, you take charge of the men. Surround the ranch house. They surrender without shooting, bring them here, and I'll deal with them. If you have to shoot them, bring them here anyway. Dead or alive, I want all those men on this ranch.
Yes, sir.
And I can tell the law a story about a loco nitwit trying to throw me off my own place. The sheriff will believe it. He knows how Buck tried to get me out before. All right, guards, swing the gate open. All right, boys, on your way!
Tonto saw the men leaving the gate. He raced on foot to the place where he had left Scout. An instant later...
Get him up, Scout! Oh, Scout, open! Oh, fellas, come now!
What's that,
Tonto? That fellas, I'm right here.
And it's our turn to move. Buck, come on out. Pete, Dick, Lem, all of you. For your horses, remember the plan. Tonto, you lead the way. Head in a circle so you won't meet the Lundeen riders.
Tonto, no. Really, we're taking a move now?
Yes, Buck. You're going back where you belong.
What about you?
I'm riding for the sheriff. This is going to be a matter for the law and a posse. A big posse. I'll see all of you later. Come on, Silver!
Later, Lundeen sat at his desk, waiting for his men to return.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want. Yeah, the law will have to stand back of me. I just say that old Galoot came on my land, trespassed, and was shot. I'll have every one of my men to back me. They're coming sooner than I thought. What are you...
Hey, Buck!
Hello there, brother.
Lundeen, get your hands up.
Take those fancy clothes off that...
Hey, wait, now listen!
I thought you were a slick one, huh? Well, now the tables are turned.
Hurry it, boys. Undress the polk and don't be none too gentle.
No, wait. No, there's a mistake.
Plenty big mistake.
Take shirt off. My men. Still. Hey, boys.
You sent all your men to shoot me and my friends. We waited for that. All we had to do was get rid of the guards at the gate. They're hogtied and waiting for the law. Must what Harry's got left, boys.
Hey, now stop. Let go of me.
Put the old clothes on him. I reckon you'll look a whole lot like Baldy Smith when you're done. Maybe you can get the job that Baldy Smith has over in Calabash. Not much pay, but you can eat and sleep.
You can't get away with this.
Well, we're getting away with it.
My men will be back soon.
I waited a long time for this night, Lundeen. Got double-crossing polecat. This is just about the same trick you tried on Buck. How do you like it?
I'll kill every one of you. In a minute, my men will get back, isn't it?
Sound like men in town now.
You wait. You'll get paid for this.
Save your breath. The Lone Ranger's running this show. How they look in fancy clothes, boys?
Boys, help me! Help me, boys!
That's it. Yell your head off. I'll help you.
Sheriff! Sheriff, come on in here. We've got the crook.
Well, the fight is over.
Sheriff's here?
Yes. He and his men met the gang as they were coming in the gate.
Fine.
I told the sheriff that your twin brother was making a big play to take the ranch.
You can't get away with it. You can't do it.
Get away with what? The truth? There's the real Buck Lundeen, and here are his men. There you stand, the twin brother who wants to steal the ranch. Your men rode in with guns, and the sheriff and his men met them. Honest men wouldn't come firing as your crooked gang did.
And there's proof of plenty around here now.
As a matter of fact, the sheriff suspected the truth for a long time. There was nothing he could do about it. You yourself said that possession is 9 points of the law. Well, Buck is now in possession. Everything you told and spread around about your twin brother can now apply to you.
Where's Buck Lundeen?
I'm the man.
Sheriff,
you're the crooked brother, eh? Well, your men are waiting for you. Come on. Take charge of him, boy.
I'll take him outside. Come on.
No, let me go. Let me go.
Me help handle Crook.
No. Sheriff, I don't know how to start.
It's all right, Buck. I savvy. I'm glad you came back.
But it was my brother that
I know. And he'll get all that's coming to him. You're the kind of man we want around this part of the country as a ranch owner. Men like you and the man that helped you out. The Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.